Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Hi, folks. It's Roy Holly again. You know, the Mamacita's restaurants in San Antonio, Kerrville, Fredericksburg, San Marcos, and New Braunfels are friends of the cross and one of our great sponsors. The Grinders and I think that they have the best Mexican food in Texas. They have set the bar for the best chicken, beef, and shrimp fajitas in the country. Plus, believe it or not, they have some of the best steaks and seafood you can find anywhere at family-friendly prices. So, if you want a great dining experience, you need to give Mamacita's a try. You'll be going back every week if you do, and you'll probably see the Grinders and the Hollies there. To find the Mamacita's near you, please visit their website. That's mamacitas.com. That's mamacitas.com. Also, if you'll tell your waiter that you are a friend of the cross, Mamacita's will give you a very special discount. Really. You can even see some of Max Griner's magnificent bronze sculptures at the Kerrville and San Antonio locations. And here with our miracle of the week is Max Griner. Max?
Yes, sir. We got a good one. This one actually is pretty recent. It happened right before Christmas of 2014. And we'll give the detail of it in a later show. But basically, a lady in Kerrville had planned to commit suicide because terrible problems and things have been happening to her in her life. She'd given up hope. She loaded the gun. She wrote the suicide note and took the gun off safety. And God sent two of her Christian friends to her, realizing that she was depressed, and brought her to the cross. Now, they didn't know she had the gun in the bedroom and the note written, but they got her to the cross, drug her to the cross, however they got her there, and one of our trustees, Louetta Roschke, met them there. And Louetta walked the lady down the sculpture garden and read the 77 scriptures that we have on the way to this giant cross, and then prayed the prayers inside the cross, and the lady was saved from the suicide and touched by the power of God, completely changed. And as she says, the worst day of her life turned into the best day of her life.
When these miracles started happening, Max, were they surprises to you, or was it something that you kind of expected?
Honestly, we expected this, Roy, because Sherry and I have been living kind of in a life of Holy Spirit miracles since 1989 when we prayed for the nine gifts in 1 Corinthians 12. Apostle Paul says, don't be ignorant of the gifts. And Sherry and I prayed in 1989 with a Presbyterian man. And so we were living in miracles and expecting them. And that, you know, again, I was raised Southern Baptist, fourth generation, 40 years of Southern Baptist. But typically, you know, if we prayed for the sick at the church, we'd pray for the doctors. And what I kind of learned from the Bible, you could just flat pray for the sick. And so we have been living in a life, they call it the spirit-filled life, of expecting God to just do wonderful things and work miracles.
And I think that expectation is part of getting those miracles to happen. Do you agree?
Oh, yes, sir. That's faith.
When you really believe
Jesus
it.
Jesus said, if you're not going to believe it, then don't ask. Don't even bother asking. I mean, it's impossible to please God without faith, the Bible says. And so if you read the scripture and you don't believe what Jesus says, then don't expect to see that miracle. But when you do believe, then you bring that little mustard seed of faith and incredible things. And so this whole show is about God, who's the same yesterday, today, forever, still working miracles in the lives of people.
It's to inspire.
All kinds. Yeah.
It's to inspire people.
Exactly.
Well, every week we're going to have one of these miracles of the week, and Max is going to be bringing us one, so you want to be sure you're listening for that. Well, Max, a 2002 vision, what about that?
Okay, well, the way, again, this vision of the sculpture prayer garden came about, first week we were called at that church in Austin, Texas, when we were called out of the audience, and the man said, you're going to be involved in restoring the tabernacle. And we thought he was crazy. And I even told Sherry, you know, the God's not going to redo the tabernacle, and the man's nuttier than a squirrel. And then 8 months later, I got a vision. And again, in my Baptist vocabulary, I would say it was a picture in my mind's eye. But it was a picture of a cross-shaped garden, 300 feet long, with the sculptures, big monumental Christian sculptures that I've taken a lifetime to create, in the corners and the points of the cross, and then a giant hollow empty cross up at the end, the top's end of the garden, and it was a hollow empty cross, a brand new design, and in the vision I saw cars lined up on the feeder street of an interstate highway, and that in that moment was the vision, and I knew immediately it was God.
You know, anybody that's listening in right now, and you're talking about a nonprofit organization, and you're wanting people to donate money and time and effort to something, it's really important to know who the people are. So what is the Coming King Foundation? What is this group of people, this nonprofit?
Well, once we were sure this was of God, and we got confirmations, and we so Sherry and I knew this really was him, even though we didn't have a place, we didn't have any money to do what this vision God had given us. But we shared the vision with people, and we got people that started praying with us and for us, and we formed this 501c3 foundation called the Coming King Foundation, and Sherry and I agreed that we would donate my artwork, my lifetime.
Which was a big decision for
you.
Yeah,
yeah, it's actually a lot of
Talk
big
about a
bronze
leap of faith.
Sculpture, yeah.
So this is where you make your living.
Yeah, and that's right, but Sherry agreed, and then we talked the foundry, or God talked him into donating the cost of doing this big cross. So they did the big, giant 77-foot cross at their cost. And this is a massive thing. So basically, a lot of people have sewed in, lots of volunteers. And we now the organization is operated by trustees that are all different Christians.
So you don't control it?
No. I'm currently the president. Sherry's on the board. But it's a nonprofit 501c3 organization, and it's made up of trustees that are from all different Christian denominations. And they're also pastors and missionaries and evangelists and business people. And it's really kind of unique compared to ministries because we're all doing it just because of the love of Christ, because we want others to know.
And one thing I want to mention, it's not a church.
Right.
It's not a church. So it's a cross. Everybody's welcome.
Right. It's a park. It's a garden. It's a place that you can meet God without having to go through religion. You
great.
Know? And a lot of times religion keeps people from getting to God.
When people come to see this cross, what are they going to see? What are they going to experience?
Well, let me give you a visual tour walking through the garden. As you drive up in your car, you'll see the big cross from Interstate 10, and you'll come into the garden, and there'll be a sculpture, a bust of Christ with the sword from Revelation. And it won't look like, you know, a Jesus most people know. It's not the iconic Jesus. It's a warrior. And from Revelation 19:11, he comes back on a white horse. And so this shows him with the sword. And people won't even recognize it's the Christian Garden. Then they will come in further and they will see a big modern art sculpture by David Broussard that is, called It Is Finished. And it's three giant, like 12 foot Corten steel nails, but it's in an abstract. So
again, it says you're coming in off of the freeway.
Right off the freeway and the feeder street into the garden. And then you'll see over to the right, there's a sculpture of a Mary done by Beverly Paddleford that was donated by her and her husband, Monty, that own Eagle Bronze in Lander, Wyoming. And then if you look around to your right, there'll be 12 stones stacked up. And that represents the 12 families that helped build this garden and start it going.
So there's a lot of symbolism.
Yeah. And actually what you do, this garden is like the promised land that you enter, and you'll cross the Jordan River. We've got a pebble rock, river rock entry that you cross over in your car, and we're going to have, when we raise the money, we're going to have a waterfall that's stacked up on the right that'll be the Jordan River. And so literally people, visitors, will enter the promised land from the world. And the river will be stopped up when Joshua went into the Holy Land. It'll be right there. And so you'll get that metaphor. And then you come into the garden and move towards the top of the mountain.
Now, what's the symbolism of the empty cross? Why is it empty inside? What does that mean?
Yeah, well,
instead of just being a solid cross.
Right. Well, the cross, we think, is the most symbolic cross in the world. I think it is, because it's 77 feet 7 inches tall. It's, and by the grace of God and by his planning, it's about 70 tons of steel. It's Corten steel. The Corten steel, it has a controlled corrosion, which turns it a red brown, and in the industry they call it bleeding when it bleeds. And so literally we have a red brown cross that bleeds by the corrosion
which makes it looks better.
I mean, yeah, Mel, it looks great.
That's the whole idea,
never has to paint it. Yeah, exactly. And it's also, as you can see, it's hollow, it's open. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the way. You enter into this cross. It's the mighty fortress. It's the giant tower. The metaphors just go on and on and on. But you literally, you know, we have to see the real God through the cross, because there's a lot of counterfeit gods out there. But you see the real God through the cross. And guess what? The real God sees mankind through the cross. Through the blood of the cross and the blood of Jesus, we can be made right with God. And when we come to him that way, through the cross, then we can have fellowship with God.
Literally come to Jesus through the cross.
Yeah, and like Billy Graham said for years, come to the foot of the cross. We got it. It's here. Come to the foot of the cross.
Yes. All right, there's four cross plaques. Explain what those represent.
Well, this is unique to any crosses that I know of in the world, too. After you come into the garden, there are these plaques that are inside the cross. And the first one is about 3 by 5 foot in size, and it's the sinner's prayer. Basically, good old Billy Graham's invitation to receive Christ as your Lord. The second prayer is about being empowered with the Holy Spirit and receiving the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit that are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And then the third plaque is about receiving healing. And God does healing in a lot of different ways. He, of course, works through doctors and works through medicine, but he still supernaturally heals people. And we've got lots of examples of that. And so by getting right with God and being in relationship, you can ask him as your child for physical healing. The last plaque is about miracles. And a lot of people in their lives need all kind of miracles, problems with husbands and wives and kids and money and cars and houses. And this plaque tells people how to pray for miracles.
What about, quickly, about the scripture tiles?
Okay, well, before you get to the cross, actually what happens is you come up to the top of the mountain and you see this cross-shaped garden, and you enter at the foot of this 300-foot cross-shaped garden. And you'll notice on the ground there are scripture tiles, 16-inch scripture tiles that have been sandblasted, and we have 77 verses in Spanish, English, and German. And so as people enter the cross garden, they start reading these scriptures that first make the case for God. I mean, a lot of people that are going to come off the highway, they don't have any relationship with God at all. They don't believe the Bible is the Word of God. And so this lays the groundwork scripturally. So as the people approach the cross, they read these scriptures. And the first sculpture they see is fisher of men, Christ holding out the fishing net and welcoming people. And as they work around the garden, they see Jesus washing Peter's feet, life-size bronze sculpture from John 13. And then they get into the cross, and that's where they have the four plaques. And after they've prayed, if they want to, then they exit and they start reading the scriptures about discipleship and how to live the life of a Christian. And before they leave the garden, they see the sculpture that I've done called the Great Commission. It's the world, the word, and the rock. And Jesus is the rock, and he's also the word. And so we're supposed to go into the world and share this Christ that we've found at the cross.
Is the garden finished yet?
Not yet. No, this has been a 14-year life journey for Sherry and I. We only thought this was going to take a couple of years to get this done, but it's not. No, we still are raising money. Sherry and I are donors. We've donated the art, and we've also donated our money. We don't take any salary. Even the foundation doesn't buy anything from us. We've given everything. Others have donated, but we still need funds to finish it. Now, right now, the main thing is there, like I said, God's 100% there. Even though it's not finished yet, 70% or whatever finished, God's 100% there. But we want to get the water fountains in and the landscaping in and the maple trees and finish all the landscaping.
Best way to do it is just come up and you get inspired.
Right.
I know.
Right.
Well, this is one of my favorite times every week is where we come to the Vistor comments and things that people have written about the cross and shared with us. Sherry, why don't you share a few of those?
Okay. The first one is, you definitely can feel it's a holy place. This is from Darby and Steve, and it's from the San Antonio Express News article. And the next one is, the presence of the Holy Spirit is in this place, and it's overwhelming. God bless all involved. That was anonymous. The presence of God is so overwhelming at the cross. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. And this was from Mary in Kerrville. The next one would be, indeed, a church without walls, and Jesus Christ is a pastor. You meet him personally and powerfully, and your life changes. Nancy Kerrville.
Max, wow. Any final closing comments?
Just that we're getting thousands of comments, and we're recording, hundreds of them and saving them. But I mean, God is drawing people from all over the world, all 50 states. I think we're at 40 countries now, and people are flying in to the United States into Kerrville just to see this unfinished garden. But they're not coming for the art, really, most of them. They're coming because God's presence is there, and it's a neat place where people can find God. And again, you don't have to go through a church. You don't have to go through religion. It's his word and artwork that points to him.
Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com, That's www.maxgreinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
Folks, pray with me now. God, I need your help. I need your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will, God. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.